I say hi, you say hi, we stay hi, you look so pretty, yeah.
I'm sweat from head to toe, I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe.
All right, Tom, we are on the record for After Talk.
Yeah, and I just want to commend you on getting through the entire boys' conversation without using the phrase prehensile.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. The whole... That was a good kind of setup. That was a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was
at first it just felt like, oh, that's just a dirty joke. And then later it was like, wow, that was a really dirty joke.
But I'm digging the boys. Are you like super into this idea of the spinoff that we talked about in the main show?
I'm sure it's fine. I don't have anything against it. I'm not like clamoring like, yes, give me more. I almost feel like this is enough boys for me. Like, I don't need to dig in with another spoon, but who knows? Maybe it's because it's college and I'm just like, it does feel a little done. Like, I can kind of predict in my head what it's going to be. And
because they just had The Magicians, which was a college based.
Yeah, and it feels a little CW. Not that it will be CW in tone, but just like, yeah, this is probably meant for the Gen Z folks.
Yeah.
The Gen Z boys.
I do have a one weird thing with kind of with the boys, which is I think we have this image of it being like remarkably over the top and just this huge to do of R-rated, you know, titillation. But yeah. I feel like this season they've had high highs, right? Like, I feel like the prehensile thing that we were talking about at the beginning of this, or
yes,
the graphic bloody deaths and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
those are big. But I feel like we got a lot of lulls in this season. Mm-hmm. Am I out of place?
It's not lull. I wouldn't describe it for myself as lulls where I'm bored. But there's more like character oriented stuff instead of it always being another shocking development.
Yeah.
The pace is a little slower.
The cast is always surprisingly bigger than I expect when I turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Like Frenchie, and also part of it is like, I haven't seen the boys since season one came out. So I'm trying to remember everyone, and Mother's Milk and Frenchie and I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's definitely the kind of show where it rewards more attention being paid to it though. It feels like it should just be an action thing that you can sort of watch out of the corner of your eye, but you miss a lot if you don't do that. Yeah. I find myself drifting. I'm like, oh crap, I missed something just now. Like, I have to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really wish Brian was here because I want to have a Ted Lasso love fest with him now.
I know he like right after talk, he watched it with the family and then rewatched it with the family. He fell head over heels. I have not progressed any since the last time we talked about Ted Lasso.
Oh, really?
I wonder what it is. So I did
only the first. You only watched the first episode or the first couple?
First four episodes.
Four. Okay.
I'm at the four episodes. I wonder if it's just because it's on Apple TV Plus. So I don't remember where we had talked about it, but getting the Apple TV Up Next stuff on the top of your marquee on the home screen. Were you talking about like
you have to change the setting?
So, but also you have to keep that Apple TV bit in the first row at the first play in your home row.
No.
No.
Well, you have to highlight the Apple TV app. You're right.
Yeah. That was the thing that confused me when I set it up, because it's like, I already don't use the Apple TV bit because I'll watch stuff on the computer and it'll be slow to update, or sometimes on the mobile devices it'll keep up to date.
I see.
And so it's like it's in there, and it's a couple of things down because it's also got The Simpsons and it's got The Boys and it's got Lower Decks and all of these other things that I'm watching. So it's always just a little tucked away. It's
a little farther off. Yeah. I got you.
I need a Ted Lasso button. Oh yeah. How is
I that? I finished episode one of Doom Patrol and I got it. I was like, oh, okay, now I get it. I'm glad I persisted. I got to the part where it really took off. It was a setup episode, like I suspected. But Doom Patrol episode two, I haven't watched because it's the same thing. Like it's off the scroll a couple of ways to the right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably why I fell into The Simpsons, because it's literally the only thing I'm interested. Not literally, but it's the only thing I'm watching on Disney Plus. It's the only thing I've watched on Disney Plus. And so,
I was doing The Simpsons rewatch for a while, yeah. And that one has now fallen off because it's way behind in the scroll. I'm rewatching Cheers.
Oh, okay.
I'm like in season five now. I just every once in a while I just pop on a Cheers.
Yeah, because it's just easy. It's
yeah.
I feel like for a minute there, I would find shows to become background shows, but never never any of those big library shows as a background show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was a lot like in the mid or earlier days of like Netflix video streaming, it would have been Futurama because they had a Futurama on there. So you just put it on. It doesn't matter. Fall asleep to it. King of the Hill for a little bit.
King
of the Hill, which is like the problem with this is that they move to different places and I don't know where they are.
Oh yeah, right. Also, King of the Hill is just like looking outside for you, right?
That's right. I got four guys that were standing by the fence. There actually is a fence over near me. I don't know why I said that. Like that's anything interesting. I mean, it's like it's a wood fence.
You mean it's a fence that looks like the one in it King kind of Hill. That's what I assume.
It kind of looks like it. It's painted.
Ooh, painted.
It's I know, it's fancy. So I had not had anything to kind of fill in that like I'll just throw it on. And I think that's if they make better live channels for Peacock, they will have nailed that. That's a big.
Well, that's
thing.
Why that Rotten Tomatoes channel is coming.
Oh, there you go. Tune in. But are they going to show stuff? Yeah. Are they going to show stuff, or are they going to tell me stuff to go and click on?
They're going to talk about things that you can watch. It's not going to have the things.
Give me a comedy classics channel.
Yeah. Well, Peacock. They have that on Peacock.
Do they?
Yeah, I could swear.
I know they have a Saturday Night Live channel, which is not something
I could have sworn they had a couple of genre like Pluto does.
Have a few. I know they've got like a reality TV show one that is separate from their just.
Yeah, maybe it's not a comedy classics one. But
I don't think they have a comedy. And I think that would be I feel like the shows that I'm talking about, Simpsons and Futurama and King of the Hill and whatever, these syndicated shows, Everybody Loves Raymond, like. Those shows, I wasn't watching them in prime time, right? Like, I was watching them in syndication. Like, that's how I grew up watching The Simpsons and all that stuff. Even, like, second syndication with, like, Adult Swim. Like, that's how I got into that stuff. And so, just replicate that.
You could do Pluto for that stuff if you really want to.
That's another thing to buy, and then I gotta figure out all the Pluto app.
It, you just download the app,
but I gotta figure out what channel number is the good one.
That's also true for Peacock.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to scroll to find it. Yeah, they have Kiss Me Deadly, which is mystery stuff. They have True Crime. They have Unsolved Mysteries. They have 80s Mixtape.
80s Mixtape.
And that's like Hunter, 21 Jump Street, etc.
But what I need is comedy classics.
Well, they probably have that. Oh, here we go. Comedy Dynamics.
Comedy Dynamics.
I think it's stand-up, though, maybe.
Well, maybe put stand-up in there. I think that makes sense. I don't know. I just think... I guess what I'm thinking, like, 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. Put something on, right? Put something on for the family while they're eating dinner.
You should try Comedy Dynamics. Marina Franklin, single black female, is up right now, followed by Brian Posehn, 25 by 2. Yeah, it looks like it's the stand-up channel.
And maybe that's fine. Oh, Comedy Dynamics looks like one of those. What is this? This looks like, oh, geez, their website does not work. This kind of looks like.
It's the name of a channel on Peacock.
It's a stand-up channel. Well, it is. I think it's like Fail Army and the other web syndicated stuff, where it's like a subsidiary virtual.
Gotcha.
Content channel. That might be cool, because I also don't watch a lot of stand-up now, even though it's the cheapest thing for all these services to do and they make a million of them. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. If you think it's interesting, we think it's interesting. Thank you for supporting us, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.